2016 brought significant spring and fall wildfires to South Dakota. One fire meteorologist says the fires follow a trend of longer fire seasons. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray has more.
Darren Klebo is the South Dakota fire meteorologist. During major wildfires, Klebo is on hand to help fire crews predict the weather and plan out their attack. When he's not helping to fight fires, Klebo spends some of his time tracking the climate.
We're looking at 2016 as being one of the warmest years on record. In October and the first week and a half in November have been no exception to that warming trend. We've been much above average, 10 to 15 degrees above average, especially across western South Dakota over the past 30 days. So it's definitely following that trend.
In early April, the Cold Fire in the southern Black Hills scorched about 2,000 acres and kept about 200 firefighters busy. Klebo says the Cottonwood Fire in mid-October is South Dakota's fifth largest wildfire on record. It turned about 60 square miles of western South Dakota prairie black.
So when we start looking at warmer annual average temperatures, you know, the fall temperatures and the spring temperatures are warmer as well. And so any of those warmer days, especially when there's no moisture around, can be quite conducive to fire growth.
Klebo says the variable weather across South Dakota means it's important to always be careful with fire. He says homeowners need to take care of their property, reduce overgrowth, and limit ignition sources. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.